AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. More than 500 flights have been canceled because of the first significant winter storm in the Midwest. The suburbs north and west of Chicago seem to have gotten the most snow. Chicago got about 7 inches of snow at the airport. Lucy Newell Anderson owns a coffee shop in Janesville, Wisconsin.
I love this. Are you kidding? I like white snow. It's when it gets 30 that we don't like it.
Much colder air is moving into the region. It was 11 degrees today in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. One person was injured in Chicago when a fire broke out high up in one of the city's tallest skyscrapers, the 99-story John Hancock Center. Flames and thick smoke poured out of a window on the 50th floor of the building. It's been a quiet Saturday night in Brussels. Many people listened to the warnings to stay home. Officials warned of the threat of a possible Paris-style attack. American tourist William Bridell is in Brussels.
I've noticed a lot of military tactical vehicles around and then a lot of police officers, but if there's less people out, then that probably means terrorists aren't going to bomb anybody.
The U.S. Embassy in Brussels is warning Americans to stay indoors. Bridell says he was reassured by the highly visible security presence and was on his way to watch a soccer match. The AP's Angela Charlton reports authorities in Turkey detained a Belgian national of Moroccan origin linked to the Paris attacks.
They say that 26-year-old Ahmad Damani was detained in a luxury hotel in the Turkish resort of Antalya with two other suspects. The three who were detained are all suspected Islamic State militants, and the Turkish authorities say that they believe Damani was in contact with the terrorists who perpetrated the Paris attack.
A skydiving student was killed and an instructor was injured in a tandem jump in Arizona. Police say a malfunction or failure occurred, leading to a hard impact landing. Polls close in about 4 hours in Louisiana. They're voting for a new governor. This is AP Radio News. In college football, number one Clemson has a comfortable lead over Wake Forest nearing halftime. Number two Ohio State is playing number nine Michigan State. They are close to halftime, tied at seven apiece. In the Big 12, number four Oklahoma State hosts number 10 Baylor. Baylor offensive lineman Spencer Durango is not worried about last week's loss to Oklahoma.
There's nothing really to hang our heads about. Yeah, we lost at home, but like you said, we can still win the conference. You know, if you dwell in the past, you'll get beat again. So, you know, we have a big task ahead of us. This current administration's never won up in Stillwater, so we got a big task ahead of us. We're getting ready for them.
Later, number four Notre Dame plays Boston College at Boston's Fenway Park. Some condo owners in Destin, Florida are steaming. Their homeowners association is asking them to submit their dog's DNA to fine owners who don't pick up after their pets. Some feel it's an invasion of privacy. The condo association says there's been a significant increase in the amount of animal feces found throughout the property. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.